This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome to the show. Hour number three of my national radio show on USA Radio. We're now the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Hour one, the one and only hour, the power hour of my Newsmax TV show and reaching about 50 million homes on DirecTV, Dish TV, and cable around this great country, as well as NewsmaxTV.com and stream live at YouTube. And great stuff. We call this third hour Root Reaction, the aftermath. The day is over, 8 o'clock on the east, 5 o'clock on the west. The day is over, lots of things to react to, and I will do some major reaction tonight. First of all, the big news of the night, Donald Trump will not be indicted. Not, underline not, capital N, capital O, capital T. Robert Mueller told Trump's legal team, Rudy Giuliani disclosed today, that he will not, I think he really meant to say he cannot indict the president of the United States. You can't indict a sitting president. He now believes that. Mueller's investigators have now responded to 5 information requests from the president's team. So the end result is the precedent that federal prosecutors cannot indict a sitting president is laid out in a 1999 Justice Department memo. And Giuliani told Fox News that Mueller has no choice but to follow its guidance. This case is essentially over. They're just in denial. Now, let me explain something to you. It's not just that they can't indict a sitting president. They've got nothing to indict him with. He did nothing wrong. Another great day in Trump land. More great news. There never was any sort of a Russian conspiracy by Trump. There was one by Hillary, but there wasn't one. There was one by Hillary, and there was one by the DOJ and the FBI. Ironically, our own FBI was in collusion and conspiracy with Russia in order to attack Donald Trump and to spy on Donald Trump. But there was none by Trump, and so the case is over. More good news. Democratic leader admits he may fund the Trump border wall. You know, believe me when I tell you, when people say things like this, as subtle and understated as the statement is, it means so much. It's like the size of the Empire State Building when they say we may fund the border wall. Congressman Steny Hoyer, Democrat of Maryland, second-ranking House Democratic leader, derided a border wall as an ineffective solution to illegal immigration. Yeah, right. Just like the border wall in Israel was a lousy solution to terrorism. It just happened to go from 10,000 plus terrorist attacks a year to under 100 once they finished the wall. But he did say he'd be open to some funding for it to save DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival program that paranoid Democrats are freaking out about. We have offered wall funding in the past, Hoyer said. I think that would be something we certainly could negotiate. So all of a sudden, Donald Trump is winning with North Korea, is winning with Iran, and he's winning with the Democratic Party. All of a sudden, when they say things like that, it means they're ready to capitulate. More important, more good news, but this one's even more important. More Americans are today positive about the direction of our country than at any time in Obama's 8 years. Okay? And funny enough, Jake Tapper, the ultimate liberal at CNN who hates Trump, he must have been green when he was forced to say this. He said, according to a recent CNN poll, 57% of Americans think things in the country are going well, the largest proportion since January of 2007. Guess who was president January 2007? George W. Bush. Last time a Republican was president, that was when people were in the range of as satisfied with the direction of the country as they are now. I mean, just amazing. Donald Trump pulling off great things, and again, it shows you what a bad president Obama was. Here's another great Trump news, if Jeff Sessions would ever do it, but I believe the attorney general is dirty or compromised or blackmailed. Something is so clearly wrong with Jeff Sessions, the attorney general of the United States, who went from a pit bull to a, to like a dog with its legs up in the air. pet me, pet me. He went to a lap dog. He became went from a pit bull to a lap dog. Trump again directs Attorney General Jeff Sessions to look into charging Oakland's mayor with obstruction of justice over ICE raid warning. In other words, she warned illegals, ICE is coming, ICE is coming. She played Paul Revere for the illegals. And it may have resulted in many criminals getting away, murderers getting away, terrible people, rapists getting away. And it could have resulted in an ICE agent being killed in an ambush. Didn't happen, thank God. But it could have, and it's time to prosecute her. I'm with Donald Trump. But can you ever depend on Jeff Sessions doing the right thing? Now, here's a list of senators who took money from the Iran lobby before voting on Obama's nuclear deal. And now Iran is threatening to out-bribed officials in the Western Hemisphere here. A lot of Western officials took bribes. So that doesn't mean this. This is senators who took money from the Iran lobby, but unfortunately, sadly, it's legal money. These are legal donations from companies, you know, lobbying organizations registered in the United States. It's terrible. It's disgusting. It's disgraceful. I think you're a traitor when you take foreign money and then vote for something as horrible as the Iran treaty. But having said that, it's not the same as a bribe. And so people took bribes. The Iranians are saying that politicians took bribes. You know who I think? I'll say allegedly, maybe, could have, should have, looks that way. John Kerry. Why is he fighting so hard? Why is it so important to him to worry about the Iran treaty? And the answer must be someone put $20 million in a Swiss bank account for him. And they're saying you got to give it back if there's no Iran treaty. I mean, it's so clear. The man is so desperate. Why would anyone be desperate to do a deal with Iran? John Kerry is. I'll bet he's one of the ones who took the bribe. So in any case, we don't know yet who took the bribe. We'll see what they say. But Daniel Greenfield at frontpage.com gave a list of senators who took money from the Iran lobby in the United States before they vote to support the deal. Senator Markey, Democrat of Massachusetts, took the money. Al Franken, the disgraced former Minnesota governor, Minnesota senator, took the money. Jeanne Shaheen, the Iran lobby's third Democratic senator, took the money. Senator Kristen Gillibrand of New York benefited from IAPAC money, which is the Iran PAC money. And the Iran lobby even tried and failed to turn Arizona Republican Jeff Flake. Now, Jeff Flake is the ultimate anti-Trump guy. He's a Trump hater. He's a never-Trumper. And I can't stand him. And he's got zero popularity in Arizona, so he was forced to retire, to stand down and retire rather than ever run again. These guys were all chickens, by the way, just chickens. If you really believe Trump's bad, then stick with your principles and run. And let's see how you do. But you were scared to face the voters. And so Jeff Flake is not on my hit list. I can't stand the guy. I mean, I hate him. Can't stand him. I mean, I don't hate him as a person. I never hate anyone as a person. I hate his views, his policies, never Trump stance. However, now I like. At least he did something and stood up for something good. These senators that voted for the Iran treaty, knowing worst treaty in American history, we gave Iran everything they wanted and the kitchen sink, including hundreds of millions in cash, hidden in an unmarked cargo plane, in Swiss francs, changed into foreign money so it wouldn't violate American laws. And they voted for it after they got money from the Iran PAC lobby. Disgusting. Disgraceful. But we don't know who took bribes under the table in Swiss bank accounts or Cayman bank accounts. All right, more news in Trump land. Good news. Hamas leader says 50 Gazans killed were members of their Hamas terrorist group. So this is Hamas admitting that of the 62 people martyred, meaning killed, in the riots at the Gaza border by Israeli snipers, 50 of them were Hamas, and many of them were planting bombs, and others had guns in their hand, and they were snipers shooting at us. Us meaning the good guys. I always refer to Israel and America as the good guys. They were trying to kill us. So of course Israeli snipers picked them off. And these are the people that the media up in arms about, Hollywood up in arms about, late night comedians up in arms about, they're all freaking because Israel killed people in cold blood. They killed terrorists. Hamas is a terrorist group. And unfortunately, Hamas is controlling the media, the liberal media in the United States, not Fox News, not Newsmax TV. But the liberal media has been brainwashed by Hamas, and they believe anything they say. Hamas is like Reuters now. If Hamas says you killed him in cold blood, they print it. They didn't kill anyone in cold blood. Of the 6,250 were terrorists from Hamas. And some of them were planting bombs and shooting at the good guys. But the other 12, I guarantee you, were women and children brought to the front to stand next to the bad guys, the terrorists, to act as human shields. They want women and children to die. Are you kidding me? That's their favorite way of fighting a battle, the Palestinians. If a child dies, they march him through the street in a little coffin, and they scream what killers Israelis are. How could you be that stupid to not understand that? And the media listens to Hamas? You should be ashamed of yourselves. You're disgusting. Israel is the carefulest nation in the world. When they bomb a terrorist site, first the plane flies over and drops leaflets and says, we're about to bomb you. If you're innocent, your women and children, get out now. Save your lives. We actually warn them before we bomb. The good guys do. Israel and America, I keep interchangeably calling the good guys. We warn them before we bomb them. Israel is the nicest country in the world. But it's also strong. Nice, but strong. Not naive and stupid. Because there's never going to be another Holocaust. Never again. Never again. Got to be strong in this world, and you got to kill your enemies. And by the way, the Obama administration armed ISIS in Syria. That news is now out through Fox News. Guess who broke that story originally? InfoWars. You know, a lot of people are not fans of InfoWars. A lot of people are not fans of the program that InfoWars has a host that stars in. And I won't say his name on national TV, but I think he's a good guy, and I think he means well. And in 2013, they broke the story. And the mainstream media said, oh, extreme, radical, wacko conservatives, racist, Islamophobes. But they were right. Obama did arm ISIS in Syria. And that led to Benghazi. They were right. We'll be right back. War now.
Attention, ladies. Is your bladder bothering you or controlling your life? Do you want to sleep through a night without getting up all the time? Do you want to keep your active lifestyle, freedom, without looking for bathrooms all the time, plus regain your confidence? Well, now you can with Better Woman. Better Woman is an all-natural supplement specifically formulated with 20 pure Chinese herbs. It works to improve your bladder control with no side effects or harsh chemicals. Better Woman has been helping women with bladder control problems since 2002. Thousands have trusted us. We want to help you. Call right now and learn how to get a free bonus bottle, a $45 value, and join thousands of women to get your bladder control back. Better Woman is freedom in a bottle. Call now and find out how to get a free bonus bottle of Better Woman.
800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Want to add three more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just three of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space, and over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. $20 million. Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own, and you can't even break the lens with a hammer. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777.
War now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Way down the road, War Now. Welcome back to the show. I mentioned this on my radio show, and I thought I'd tell my TV viewers, too. I did a DNA test. I've always been kind of excited, and I just never got around to doing it. I want to know what is my background exactly, you know? And almost anybody who ever does it, almost everyone in America is this mix. They're 5% this, and 10% that, and 30% this, 20% that, and 50% this. Sometimes they're 50% this, and then 10, 10, 10, 10, 5. Everyone's kind of a mud, a mixture in this country. And I kind of thought I wasn't, and I thought, but I didn't imagine 99%. I'm 99% Jewish. 99%. Very few people have ever had a readout like that. And they didn't say what the 1% was. It was kind of indistinguishable. They couldn't tell what the other 1% was, I'm sure. If they knew it, they would say it. So it didn't say that. 99% European Jewish. But I figured it out. I'm 1% Texan. There's no question. I'm probably more like 30% Texan. Because all my qualities are like Texas. You know, I'm bold, and I'm brash, and I'm brassy, and I'm ballsy, if that's a word, and I'm proud. I'm a proud patriot. I love my country. I'm proud of capitalism. I'm proud of Judeo-Christian values. I'm proud of the economy of the United States. I'm proud business owner. I'm proud of my Dallas Cowboys, even though I'm a New Yorker born and bred. I've been a Dallas Cowboy fan since I was 5 years old. I've loved the Cowboys with everything I've got. And now my radio network, USA Radio, relocated to Dallas, Texas. So, I mean, I really am a Texan. So I'm 99% European Jewish, 1% Texan. I think that's the 1%. All right. And by the way, speaking of the fact that there's this crisis in confidence by liberals, because there's been many articles out, and I say, welcome to the club. Welcome to my world. I've been talking about this on TV here on Newsmax and on radio on USA Radio for months, that there's no blue wave coming. Everyone I know loves Trump. Everyone I know thinks Trump's doing a great job. And there's going to be a red wave. And now all the articles, Washington Post is even coming out in hysteria saying that there is no blue wave. And Democrats are getting really nervous. And they're starting to understand Trump's popular. And it's not working. And CNN's viewership suffered a collapse of just under 30% in May. 30% down in total viewers, just under 30 in total viewers. and 35% in demo viewers. Now, meanwhile, Fox News is up, and here at Newsmax, we've doubled our viewership from November through March, doubled. And the next time there's a ratings period, we may find out doubled again. So Fox News doing great, Newsmax doing even better, not overall. Obviously, we can't beat Fox News just yet, but we're getting there. But we doubled, and Fox News didn't double, so that's great news. So CNN's dying, and we're doing great with viewers, and Fox News doing great. So congratulations. Conservatives are winning. Trump is winning, winning, winning. It's just been a wonderful run. Let's grab a couple calls. Let's take Marie from New Jersey, line one. Marie, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Marie, are you there?
Oh, yes. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I want to wish our great, beautiful First Lady, Melania, a fast recovery. We really love her. She's like a precious jewel. And also, I want to cover, you know, that I'm still concerned about this company, ZTE, the company from China.
Yes.
With the cell phones that they're going to be shipping to this country, the 5G phones.
Yes.
I mean, how safe are these cell phones? Can they spy on us? I know that I read an article with Tom Wheeler that these 5G cell phones are going to cause radiation. And, you know, it's not about the money, and it looks like it's tens of billions of dollars, but it's not about the money. It's about doing the right thing for our country. So I think our president and Mnuchin should be checking into this a little further.
Well, thank you for educating us. I didn't know anything about it. I don't know anything about 5G, but I think we should check into it. And I've heard what you just said from other callers on my radio show, that there is some danger to these 5G phones and the waves they emit. So I know nothing about it. I'm here to talk politics. I haven't had a chance to study it, but you know I'm a health guy. I'm a health and fitness fanatic. And so I'll do some reading. There's some great health websites out there that I go to from time to time with a guy named Adams, the Health Ranger. I love that site. I'll bet he's got some good articles that will educate me about 5G, and I'll come back and educate all of you. Marie, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Really do. And, you know, by the way, I want to say as a Newsmax conservative here, I want to say to everyone, we wish well to everyone. We may hate their politics, but we wish good health to even our liberal opponents. I never want to be like the Democrats. I never want to wish for someone's death. So I wish well to a guy I don't really like politically, John McCain. I wish well to a guy I can't stand politically, Harry Reid, who's got pancreatic cancer and had surgery in Washington, D.C., and Walter Reed, I believe it was pancreatic cancer, just a few days ago. And I wish well, of course, to our wonderful First Lady, Melania. Great that Marie reminded me to do that today. I did it earlier in the week. But we wish a speedy recovery and a full recovery and a quick recovery for Melania. And Donald Trump has been on and off by our bedside every day. Thank you, Donald Trump. Great president. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. We'll be right back. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
War Now. USA Radio News.
Currently at the White House, President Donald Trump is holding a roundtable with lawmakers from California. Let's take a listen to a portion of what's going on at the White House.
Now, we have started the wall. We're spending $1.6 billion between fixing and starting. You know, Melissa, what's been going on. We're getting it up. We have a lot of folks in California. They don't talk about it, but they want the wall up, and they're very happy. That's one of the reasons we started in California, but we've made a lot of progress on it. And now we're going for the full funding for the wall, and we're going to try and get that as soon as possible. But it's become a very popular issue.
Senate Democrats emerged victorious in Wednesday's showdown on net neutrality by winning a 52-47 vote to undo the FCC's December repeal of the Obama-era net neutrality rules. The bill will head to the House floor, where it looks like it will have a tricky time passing. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
All right, Wayne on the Ribboard now. Welcome back. My Newsmax Power Hour. Third hour of my national radio show. We call this hour on national TV, reaching 50 million homes. Root reaction, the aftermath. The day's over on the East Coast, and we react to the biggest news stories of the day. This show, by the way, and this segment is sponsored by U.S. Gold Bureau, the only full-service precious metals firm owned by the company chosen by the state of Texas to operate the Texas Bullion Depository, the Fort Knox of Texas. If the state of Texas trusts them, then you should too. And the U.S. Gold Bureau has created a special limited time opportunity just for the viewers of Newsmax TV, just for the viewers of War Now, the Wayne Allyroot Show, just for you. If you've been thinking about investing in precious metals, or even if you haven't been thinking of investing in precious metals, but now you are, this is an opportunity you cannot pass up. U.S. Gold Bureau invites you to call them right now and get a free consultation about the advantages of precious metals investing. And just for calling and completing that free consultation, they're going to send you a free Silver Eagle coin. This coin is fresh from the U.S. Mint. It is brilliant, uncirculated condition. That's 1 ounce of pure silver for free with no additional obligation, no shipping costs, no hidden fees, free, free, free. They're so sure they can win you over as a long-term client, they're willing to lose money for the chance to earn your business. Call right now. Get your free consultation and your free coin. Call the U.S. Gold Bureau, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. Call now. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and you're a fan of War Now, the Wayne Allyroot Show. And while you're on the line, thank them for sponsoring the show, because without great sponsors like U.S. Gold Bureau, guess what? We got nothing. There is no conservative talk on radio or TV. Call them and thank them, and get your 1 ounce pure silver, a 1 ounce pure silver U.S. Mint, brilliant, uncirculated silver coin. Get it now, 800-885-GOLD, and tell them you appreciate their sponsoring this show. All right, let's hear a couple of ads for my next guest. His name is Brian Kemp. He is the Secretary of State of Georgia. He's a GOP candidate for the governor of Georgia. The Georgia primary is next Tuesday, May 22nd. He's got two, I think, colorful, wonderful ads out, but some would call them controversial out there. And the first one, he's sitting with a gun, and he's interrogating, basically, a kid who wants to date his daughter. And I think it's hilarious. Let's run that ad, Chris.
I'm Brian Kemp. This is Jake, a young man interested in one of my daughters.
Yes, sir.
Jake asked why I was running for governor. I said, one,
cap government spending.
Two,
take a chainsaw to regulations.
Three,
make Georgia number one for small business.
And two things if you're going to date one of my daughters.
Respect.
And?
A healthy appreciation for the Second Amendment, sir.
We're going to get along just fine.
Brian Kemp for governor.
All right, very funny stuff. And I want to play you the second ad, then we'll bring Brian on himself. The second ad, also controversial, but I love it. He's in his big pickup truck, and he tells you he wants a big pickup truck because he wants to deport aliens, illegals, in the back of his pickup. So let's go without further ado, the next campaign ad for governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp.
I'm Brian Kemp. I'm so conservative, I blow up government spending. I own guns that no one's taken away. My chainsaw's ready to rip up some regulations. I got a big truck, just in case I need to round up criminal illegals and take them home myself. Yep, I just said that. I'm Brian Kemp. If you want a politically incorrect conservative, that's me.
All right, without further ado, let's bring him on. Brian Kemp, welcome to the Wayne Allyroot Show. I'm War. How are you?
Hey, Wayne Allen, really good to be on you. I feel like I've hit the big time being on your show, so thanks for having me.
You have hit the big time, because War is not just a show. It's me and my brand, and I love you. I think your ads are fantastic, and you're my kind of guy. Those are the kind of ads I put on TV. And by the way, I got to ask a question. This is a very honest, important question. That young man sitting there who wants to date your daughter, is he real, or that's an actor, and you hired an actor for the ad?
Well, he's definitely real. I'm looking forward to having old Jake with us at our victory party on Tuesday night. That's a question that a lot of people are asking. My oldest daughter, who was speaking on my behalf the other night, got asked that question, and we've been doing a good job of deflecting that question for right now. We want to keep people guessing.
You are a politician, my friend. What's been the word on the street? I mean, you've attracted obviously a lot of national attention with those two ads between the kid and the gun. You know, you interrogating as the father of the kid who wants to date your daughter. And the second one I thought was hilarious with blowing things up and using the chainsaw to cut things down. I like it. I think it's good stuff. You've got to do something different, as Donald Trump proved. When there's a big crowd, to get their attention, you got to stand above the crowd. You got to be unique. You got to be different. I think you are refreshingly unique, and I love your ads.
Well, we've gotten a great feedback on the ground. I mean, I've literally, as you can imagine, we're, you know, tomorrow will be 5 days away from my primary here, and I've been on the ground for the last 2 weeks since the ad started running, have gotten just tremendous positive feedback. And there are, you know, there's some people that don't like it, but that's always going to be the case in politics. But the good thing is it has absolutely driven the liberals crazy. I mean, they just don't understand why a Southern father of three teenage daughters would be holding a shotgun in his living room when a young man comes calling on his daughter. And they just don't get it. I mean, I've had so many people that have walked up and go, gosh, that ad reminds me of my dad. He did this, he did that. And, you know, it's been great for us. We've got national attention when the left, the media on the left has hit us. You know, they want us to take the ad down. There was people begging the TV stations to pull it off the air. And we just pushed back and said, look, y'all need to get over it. I'm a conservative. I've been a small business person for over 30 years. I've been a fighter in the Secretary of State's office doing the Obama Justice Department twice to implement our citizenship check and protect our photo ID law. And I've had left-leaning groups that have been targeting me my whole, you know, term of office in the Secretary of State's office. And that's what people want as governor. They want somebody that's going to tell them what they're going to do when they get in office, that they're going to actually do it. They're not going to bend to the politically correct crowd out there or bend to the way the liberal winds are blowing. And I'm not going to do that.
All right. So let me ask you, who is running against you? Who are your opponents, and where does everybody stand on the issues compared to you? We're talking about.
Well, I can tell you where we are. I mean, there's a, you know, big field of Republicans running. We had a great poll that came out last night that showed us surging and, the, you know, provocative career politician front runner dropping. So we're peaking at the right time. I think our ads and our strategy and the campaign of holding our money to the end and really working hard on the ground. Nobody has better grassroots support than we do, but we're firmly in second place now, and we have a runoff in Georgia if you don't win 50% plus one vote in the primary. And that's been my goal all along, is just to get in the runoff and be able to face one of my competitors one-on-one for the next 9 weeks and, you know, see what happens on July 24th. But I feel great about where our campaign is. We've had really national donors coming in, people giving us small dollar contributions from all over the country saying, hey, I wish I had a big truck like that, or, you know, I appreciate you standing up to the left, and you know, anybody that's interested in doing that, they can help us at KempForGovernor.com.
Look, the whole battle is memorable. You got to be memorable. You got to stand out in the crowd. And I remember the bomb. I'm blowing things up. I'm blowing government up. I remember the chainsaw. I remember the big truck. I remember the shotgun on the young man who seems visibly nervous. I think it's great. Well, I think it's good stuff.
Well, and the way, you know, the way we did the ad, too, I mean, it was funny. You know, a lot of people, it's funny sometimes, a lot of the real hardcore liberals out there, they just don't have a good sense of humor. They don't understand politics. They take things way too literally and seriously. And, you know, we were laughing in the ad. I shot that at my house. I mean, that's my truck. You know, the guns we were holding, you know, I've not only shot them, I've hunted with them and, you know, protected my family with them. And, you know, they just took it way too seriously. But if you really look at the content of the ad, it's drawing attention to my conservative 4-point plan. And then, you know, as far as the truck goes, you know, going after criminal illegals here. You know, I've had local prosecutors and federal, well, really federal prosecutors, and then I work with local prosecutors to develop public safety reform plans. But federal prosecutors are saying that we've become a distribution hub in Georgia for the Mexican drug cartel. We've got gangs that are shooting our children up. They're, you know, creating and fueling an opioid epidemic. And by gosh, I'm going to do something about it. I mean, I'm taking care of my kids, and I'm going to take care of, you know, our state's kids and keep people safe. We can't be a great place to continue to live, work, raise your family, and do business like we are now if people are scared to be here. And that's something that I'm going to tackle as governor.
Were you this bold when you ran for Secretary of State? Did you have bold ads at that point, too? Or is this kind of a new thing for you to be controversial and big-time personality?
Well, when you run for Secretary of State, it's a down-ballot office. Very hard to raise money there. It's very hard to have enough money to run a bold ad. But I will tell you this, I have been a bold Secretary of State, and I have done what I told people I would do. That's one reason I got into politics as a private sector guy. for literally over 30 years, including today. I was fed up with the government. I was sick of government regulations, high taxes, bureaucracy, not having, you know, common sense, hardworking, you know, business people or small business people involved in politics. And I decided to do something about it. But one thing that I did when I ran, I promised myself and the people that I was trying to get to vote for me, if they put me in office, I would simply do what I told them I would do. And that's something that people are sick of in politics today. Politicians saying one thing and doing another. And I have fought very hard in the Secretary of State's office to make secure voter laws and go after the left. And I'll do that as governor.
All right, Brian Kemp, tell everyone where they can reach you. What's your website?
KempForGovernor.com. We appreciate any help anybody can give us out there.
KempForGovernor.com. He's Secretary of State of Georgia. He's got some great ads running. I like what he has to say. Kind of reminds me of a Donald Trump in Georgia. Big personality and controversial, willing to tell the truth, raw, honest opinion. If it's the truth, it's the truth. I don't care who I offend. My kind of guy. Brian Kemp, GOP candidate for the governor of Georgia. Give him the website one more time, Brian.
KempForGovernor.com.
KempForGovernor.com. Brian, thanks for coming on. War loves you, buddy. Thank you. God bless. Good luck on May 22nd. Tuesday, May 22nd. All right, we'll be right back. More with War Now. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit. And we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allen Root. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days. So you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now. 800-399-6392.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I used to watch people check into motels with pillows. I used to say, why? They've got pillows there. Aren't they good enough? Now I know they weren't good enough, because I have them. And I take mine with me everywhere I go, anytime I'm spending a night. Why? It stays cool all night. You don't have to wake up in the middle of the night, flip the cool side of the pillow. Keeps its shape all night long. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. A 10-year warranty. Have you got a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Nope. And you can put a MyPillow in the washer, dryer. It's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half price. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
War now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back. Last segment of the show. We'll take your calls during this segment. Phone number 833-WAR-TALK. Lines are open right now. Starting right now. 1, 2, 3, go. 833-WAR-TALK. Get in line. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. By the way, this show is available if you're listening. You can watch me on DirecTV channel 349, Dish TV channel 216. If you are watching, you can listen to my show 3 hours a day, War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show on National Radio, USA Radio. Call your local cable, call your local conservative talk radio station and tell them you want War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, and they can get it through USA Radio. That's my syndicator, USA Radio. In the meantime, you can get us in the TuneIn app. Just get an app on your phone. It's absolutely free. TuneIn. And then you just plug in KBDT. You type in KBDT for Big Dallas Talk. Or you do the same thing on your computer, your desktop, your laptop, KBDT, after you go to TuneIn.com. So either the TuneIn app or TuneIn.com. If you want to reach me, it's WayneRoot@gmail.com. If you want to reach Newsmax, tell them how much you enjoy the show. It's war@newsmax.com. And my website, RootForAmerica.com. And then my Twitter page. Go to Twitter. And just type in @RealWayneRoot, @RealWayneRoot. I have 115,000 fans at Twitter. We'd like to double that in the next year, get up to the 250,000 fan range right here on Newsmax. So go to @RealWayneRoot and you'll see my thoughts. I usually Twitter, probably tweet out 20 a day, something like that, my thoughts on all the big issues. All right, let's grab some calls. 833-WAR-TALK. Let's grab Mary Rose from Illinois, line 3. Mary Rose, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Good. How are you, Wayne?
Very good. What's on your mind?
This is my opinion with Barack Hussein Obama. With everything that's going on and all these people retiring, this, that, it's just a cover-up, and they're covering up for him. And our president is absolutely right about the spying. Everything that's going on, it's all from one person, and that's Obama.
Well, I'd say two people. I'd say Obama, who's the puppet, and the puppet master is George Soros. Soros is probably there, right in there with Obama.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. And he's the one, too, that paid that porn, whatever, that idiot lawyer, you know, all his back taxes that he owed.
Right. Right, he paid off $8 million. The the information we got as of yesterday is Michael Avenatti, the porn star Stormy Daniels' lawyer, received an $8 million payment into his bank account in February, right at the exact same time that he decided to represent Stormy Daniels. What a coincidence. People just, does $8 million drop into any of your, hey, Mary Rose, $8 million ever drop into your account?
Never. Never.
What a surprise.
Mine is always minus something.
I wish anybody out there who wants to call right now and let me know if $8 million has ever dropped in your account and then you just mysteriously decided to represent a client, please call me. By the way, on the radio show, we had my great friend, Sam Lannis, one of the great lawyers in America today, one of the great tax lawyers, and he was my guest, and we asked him whether Stormy Daniels needed to pay taxes on her $130,000 payoff by Donald Trump, which was in 2016. And he said his guess is yes. It appears that she would have to. He can't say for sure, but most likely. So did she report it is the question. And then if $8 million was paid by George Soros, who would owe the tax on that? And Sam Lannis felt it would probably be George Soros. So did he pay the gift tax on an $8 million gift? That's the million-dollar question. So there are a lot of questions raised here.
Right. But to me, it's all with him and Obama trying to destroy this country. And to me, in my opinion, he's illegitimate. That's just how I feel. I honestly don't believe that man was born in the United States.
Well, you know, look, I'm on record. I've never discussed his birth. I have no idea where he's born. I don't discuss it because I just don't know. I have no idea. If he says he was born in Hawaii, maybe he's born in Hawaii. All I could say is that he was my college classmate at Columbia University. And all I've ever done is told the truth. Everywhere I went, people asked me because in 2008, I ran for vice president of the United States on the presidential ticket of the Libertarian Party. And I ran against Obama on the Democratic ticket, and we were two college classmates, first time in the history of America, running against each other for national office. And everybody asked me, what was Obama like in college? You graduated on the same day, same class, same major, everything. And I answered honestly. Never saw him, never heard of him, never met him, don't know a person who ever saw him, heard of him, met him. He's like the Manchurian candidate. I said that because that's just a fact. I didn't make anything up. I would have been better off saying I knew him and I watched him do something terrible. I didn't. Never saw him. Never heard of him. Never met him. Don't know anyone who ever saw him or met him. Interviewed history professors, legends at Columbia. Never heard of him. Never saw him. Never met him. Never had him in a class. Strange stuff. Strange stuff. Well, so I don't know where he was born, but I know one thing. He was never seen at Columbia. Now, he may have gone there, but it's a strange story. He was never seen there. Mary Rose, we got to run. One more call for the night. Thank you, Mary Rose. Appreciate it. Our gal from Illinois. We've got Robert from Boulder City in Nevada, right nearby, where I am right now in Las Vegas. Robert, how are you? You're on with Wayne Root.
Yes, sir, thank you. I just want to say I wish you'd have something called the Root Report or something like that. Tell us all who to vote for in your opinion, because you know the winners. But we'll just follow you, because we need some instruction.
Robert, I write for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I've got a column twice a week, Thursdays and Sundays. And I'm going to write a future column before the primary with all my picks and all my endorsements for each of the offices, because no one ever knows who to vote for judge and for all the other offices, too. So I'm going to do just that. So thank you for recommending it. I'll be doing just that coming up soon. We got to call it a night for tonight. The weeks go fast, right? Wednesday, gone. Gone. Midweek is gone. And it's kind of the break day. Now tomorrow comes Thursday, Friday, and it's the end of the week. Wow, this week went really fast. Hump day is done. Now it's time for Thursday, Friday, and then the great weekend. Wayne Allyn Root War Now, all the cops out there, all the military, all the first responders, all the vets, we love you. We're thinking of you. We're praying for you. Pray you have a safe day. Come home safe tonight and watch us again tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.